Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, Tuesday edition. Welcome into the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios with me. I'll be filling your prescription for freedom for the remainder of this hour. It never ends, does it? It just never stops. It is relentless. Story after story. Leftist after leftist. It just never ends. They never stop. Or is it just the fact that the mainstream media constantly gives them attention? That's probably what it is, right? Because that's how the narrative is created, and then that's how the narrative is driven. But nonetheless, that's a fact that we're going to have to live with. Hope you enjoyed yesterday's show. Gave a little recap of the monster broadcast and then told you a couple other things that we wanted to go over. And I left one out. I said I needed to make notes yesterday about a topic I wanted to talk with you about today, and I didn't get to it. Yesterday, on the front of the Drudge Report, so I'll get to it now. Yesterday, on the front of the Drudge Report, was a picture of Bernie Sanders. If you can believe it, after all these years, Bernie Sanders has still got some type of following. I understand from seeing some reports earlier today that's cut in half from what it was. And, you know, I don't know who it is that takes this guy serious, this Democrat socialist garbage, other than the media. You see how that works? But the headline yesterday was fascinating to me for a number of reasons, because it was Bernie Sanders stating that the vast majority of the Democrat Party now is pushing the very policies he talked about during his first campaign. Think about that. So when I say to you things like the left is going to try to out-left each other during this campaign, that is, in fact, exactly what's getting ready to happen. It is going to come at a great cost, I believe, for the Democrat Party. I said this a few years ago, that we're watching the death of progressive liberalism, and I believe we are. We have to go through some phases, that the death of that disease known as progressive liberalism, which is now out as socialism, formerly known as the Democrat Party, is going through a certain few phases of its own death, but we are witnessing that. America is not going to buy into this stuff, and I want you to remain confident about that. I do. Now, there are some things I have to – let me couch that with some warnings. There are indications that there are groups of Americans who are, in fact, buying into this. Younger kids are, in fact, buying into this, which should stoke some fear in you, because those kids grow up and later become voters. The problem here is that a lot of these – it's not a problem. It's the good part of this equation, if you want to phrase it as such, is that most of these kids, or a lot of them anyway, grow up, begin to pay taxes, and realize how dopey that was. You did it. I did it. Most of us did. We realize just pretty much how dumb we are back when we have no responsibility and we can say anything we want about anything. Kind of like that David Hogg kid, who's now an expert on everything left because he rode his bike back to a school after the school shooting in Parkland and put his face up in front of cameras, and the media loved what he had to say at that moment in time, propelling him to celebrity status. That's how that happened. That's how that equation, again, if you will, gave us David Hogg. That was the end result of it. So I wanted to warn you about that yesterday, but I wanted you to keep that in perspective as I continue to tell you today and moving forward that the left is, in fact, going to try to outleft itself during this campaign, and America is going to have a very distinct, or see a very distinct difference, greater than it's ever been, I believe, in the history of this country, save maybe for the Civil War era, when it was you were pro-slavery or you were an abolitionist, period. We're about there now. The division in the country, the divide is so deep that we are socialist over here, capitalist over here. And that's what you're getting ready to see during the campaign. But just how dangerous are the lefties? Just how hypocritical are they? Oh, boy, where to begin here? Yesterday, and again today, I kept this piece from yesterday. I didn't get a chance to go over it, but I wanted to look it over and give you some thoughts on it. Maryland Democrat official he's a Democrat Party leader. Now, pay attention to this. Democrat Party leader. His name is Robbie Leonard. He's Maryland Democratic Party secretary, who is now under criticism. From who? From the right. Last month, for putting on, let me start this over. He is under criticism now for putting a post on Facebook last month calling for doxing gun rights advocates. Now, do you know what doxing is? You probably do. You've probably heard of it. If not, I'll give you the quick rundown. That is taking an individual's personal information gathered from the internet, documents, and throwing it out there online for the world to see. Very dangerous. Extremely dangerous practice. I rank that right up with swatting somebody. Except I think I would say it's more dangerous, because once it goes out on the internet, it never goes away, period. It is always there. And people have to spend tons of money to try to delete some of the information that's out there. And while it can be done, it's extremely time-consuming, and it is extremely costly. And this is a Democrat Party secretary who went to social media to post photos from a Maryland House Judiciary Committee in late February. And it was at a "We Will Not Comply." The gun rights advocates were wearing shirts that said "We Will Not Comply" during a hearing on more gun control measures, along with a message he put out calling the advocates homegrown terrorists. So what he did was, just to kind of put this in a nutshell for you, he posted, a Democrat Party leader in Maryland, posted on his social media pictures of gun rights advocates. That would be me. That would be you, who showed up at a hearing to exercise your right to free speech, which liberals love to say they own. They just don't like what you have to say. Everybody's free speech rights are protected except for yours. Anybody that disagrees with them. Liberalism is this: agree with me or the hell with you. That's the idea of compromise to a liberal, to today's modern socialist. Okay, but he put out on social media photographs of these folks wearing "We Will Not Comply" t-shirts during that hearing. And he put out, along with that, he put out a message that these people were homegrown terrorists and calling on his followers to, quote unquote, dox them. And here's exactly what he said. Again, Democrat Party leader in Maryland. His name is Party Secretary Robbie Leonard. A young guy. But when you look at his picture, he's got this crazed, whacked look about him. You look at his photograph, and he looks whacked. I should put that up on my Twitter feed. In fact, I'm going to do that. I'm going to put that up on Twitter during a break this hour. He said on his post, "I hope the FBI runs the name of every witness who is wearing a t-shirt that says, 'We will not comply. There are a bunch of terrorists in the making.'" Then he followed that up with, "Time to dox some homegrown terrorists." Of course, doxing, again, is the practice of broadcasting online people's personal and private information, or an organization. It could be an organization as well. And that is done with malicious intent. Now, gun rights groups, I don't know who they were. I don't know who was representative of gun rights groups up at that meeting. I can tell you that the National Rifle Association's ILA, Institute for Legislative Action, said in a post, "Revealing a severe dearth of knowledge regarding the Bill of Rights, in Leonard's view, federal law enforcement should be employed to intimidate his political enemies for conduct expressly protected under the First Amendment." Of course, the Maryland Democrat Party refused to answer any questions about this because the Maryland Democrat Party probably doesn't disagree with him in private. They will say so publicly, but this man should have lost a job. In fact, as far as I was concerned, the NRA ILA was extremely nice and kind to this man with their statement. I would have been far harsher on the man than they were. But I'll leave it with this. The man should be under investigation. He should not have a job. He should at least be suspended with pay until there's an investigation. All of his social media should be looked at based on this. And could it be possible that maybe, law enforcement needs to look at him as the statements he made as direct threats to the individuals there? I would suggest that would probably be the case. "Oh, that's too harsh, man. He's got free speech rights." He does. He does, in fact, have free speech rights. Isn't it interesting that it's always us who protect the rights of these people to speak and say so publicly as I'm doing now? This guy has a right to talk. He has a right to say what he wants to say. He has a right to express whatever view he has, regardless of how dopey, how stupid, how insane it might be, period. But what he doesn't have the right to do is to incite a riot. That's a crime. He does not have a right to threaten someone else or to call for other people to do horrible things to fellow Americans with whom he disagrees. He does not have that right. So I'll let you make up your mind on that. That's just one example of the hateful left. When we come back after this break, I'm going to give you another good one. I'm going to read you some comments below the article. But, you know, it just never stops. It just never ends. There was an anti-gunner at a hearing exercising their right to free speech in Connecticut who got thrown out because of a text she sent about gun rights supporters. That's me. That's you. That's who she's sending texts about and why she got thrown out. I'll explain it when we come back. Don't go away. Okay, gun lover, this is for you. If you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, listen up. I've teamed up with my good friends over at the USCCA to give you 7 chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this very special gun. Which 1911 is it? Here are some hints. To start, it's lightweight and easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. Want to see for yourself? Simply text ARMED to 87222 right now to reveal this gun and instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win it. That's ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Simple, quick, 100% free. But your opportunity is slipping away because this giveaway ends Friday, March 22nd. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. That's A-R-M-E-D to 87222.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 Things That Could Land You Behind Bars or Help Keep You Out of Them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back. Like I said, it just never stops, right? It just never stops. We're going to move as quick as possible today. I want to get in a little bit more than I was able to get in yesterday, but we left off last segment with this guy, this Democrat Party official, Robbie Leonard, who is facing criticism, according to the report. Oh, facing criticism. He ought to be out of a job. He ought to be under investigation. But he certainly, at the very least, ought to be out of a job. Why? What do the statements that he said, calling you a homegrown terrorist, what is it about what he said? What does it show us about, I don't want to say his ilk, but what does it say really about his ilk, his like kind? What does it say? It projects a deep hatred towards you, but it tells me something far more important than that. We all know that the leftist is filled with hate and rage. The left is filled with hate and rage today. Visceral, deep hatred of anything that they disagree with. Anything they disagree with. They hate you. They don't care what happens to you. They're willing to, as this individual said, he would like to see people's lives destroyed. Do you know how, Dan, let's go back. Let's take a doxing situation. Let's say you got doxed. All of your personal information was on the internet. Everything about your life is exposed, including where you live, your schedule, where you work, how much money you make, maybe tax documents, everything. Imagine your life split open like that, disemboweled literally online for everybody to see inside you. Imagine what could happen to you. Imagine the danger it would put you in. Imagine the danger it would put your children in. Dana Loesch and Chris Loesch had to leave their home in Texas. They fled not too long ago and got out of Dodge for that very reason, because of the hatred and the threats. Not that they were doxxed, but the threats. Imagine being doxxed. Now you get those threats coming at you, and it's never ending. You can never feel safe again, can you? That's the level of hatred. But it's more than that. It's more than that. It tells me something. It tells me something even bigger than that about the hatred of the left. It tells me about what they're doing and why they're doing it. Gun safety measures? Why does this man hate you? Because gun safety? Is he going to try to tell you that this is because you don't support gun safety because he cares about criminals? No. He hates you because he hates your rights and your freedoms. He's not concerned with crime. He's concerned with you. He doesn't want you armed. He doesn't want you armed. Keep that in mind when we move over to this next story. These tie together so well. It's so fun. They make it so easy to do this. But these don't get reported like they should. Hence why we're here. Connecticut. Let's go there. Anti-gunner booted from hearing after text about shooting pro-gun supporters. What? What? The irony here. I mean, you can't even get past AWR Hawkins' headline on this, right? Anti-gunner booted from hearing after text about shooting pro-gun supporters. An activist was removed from a hearing at the Connecticut State Capitol after she was allegedly seen texting her eagerness to shoot a pro-gun lawmaker. There is a photograph of her text, and I'm going to read it to you right now. If I had a gun, it was being sent to Sally, by the way. Wouldn't you love to know who Sally is? If I had a gun, I'd blow away Samson and a large group of NRA, and then the text, that's where the photograph stops. She went on, but a photograph was taken over her shoulder as she was texting that vile threat against a Republican in Connecticut. She was expelled. That's it? She was expelled. That's all. That's all they did was say, "Oh, go away. You're not allowed in here anymore because you were mean on your text. Go away. Don't come back." Well, apparently, unless I've missed part of the story, I want to follow up on this. But the text, as AWR says, seems to indicate Senator Rob Sampson, Republican 16th District in Connecticut. Are there Republicans in Connecticut? Here's Trump's quote. I love this. How is Connecticut doing, by the way? The same state that elects Dick Blumenthal, an outright liar, an outright stolen valor liar, and they continue to pull the lever for this guy. I don't know what makes people tick. If you pull the lever for somebody with no integrity, does that mean you have no integrity? I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. I don't know. Oh, you voted for Trump. I did vote for Trump. I voted for Trump for one reason, his support for gun rights, period. How's that working out for you, too, by the way? Huh? That's a legitimate question. That's going to be the question. Over the next 2, 3, 4 months, we're really going to delve into that. But digress. Let's go back to Connecticut. I spent time in Connecticut. I graduated high school in Simsbury, Connecticut. Very wealthy, very beautiful little town. Gorgeous place. Postcard. White church steeple in the valley, hills on both sides, gorgeous, beautiful, multi-million dollar homes all over the place, except mine. Mine wasn't a multi-million dollar home, but still very, very nice. But a lot of wealth in that area, lots and lots of Democrats even back then. But you know, it's interesting, during that part of my life as a junior and senior in high school when I lived there, and I would later move back there for 1 year later in my life with a job transfer, I don't recall politics being today. It was very conservative. I hung around with some very conservative people who were very much like-minded like me. I don't recall, I'm still friends with some of them who are just like me. So I don't recall this being as bad then as it was today. Now, of course, I'm going back to 1980. I graduated high school in 1980. I know, right? I'm ancient. No, your parents are older than me. So there you go, right? So Rob Sampson, he's a Republican in Connecticut. He was the pro-gun lawmaker who drew the ire of this anti-gun satellite radio moment woman. So the NRA, she also attacked the NRA. Why? Because the NRA is everybody's, you know, whipping boy when it comes to the left, right? Here's what Alex Plitzis, I guess, GOP vice chair and director of Connecticut's GOP Vets, Connecticut GOP Vets tweeted, an anti-gun activist was just expelled from a hearing at the Connecticut State Capitol for sending a text about one of our state senators and NRA members in which she said that, quote, if I had a gun, I'd blow away Sampson and a large group of NRA. And then he, of course, attached the photograph. What's more important about, let's go back to what I asked you about the previous story. I wanted you to keep this in mind. We all know these people are filled with rage and hatred. Is this woman concerned about crime in Chicago? Is that why she's upset at Sampson? No. She's upset at Sampson because he opposes additional gun control measures that will simply harm me and you and other law-abiding people. That's what has drawn this woman's ire, so to speak, is the fact that he doesn't support more gun control against you. She's not concerned about the crime rate in Chicago. She's not concerned about the crime rate in Hartford or Wallingford or Waterford or whatever other Ford in Connecticut or Old Saybrook or anywhere else. She couldn't care less about the crime in Bridgeport. She's concerned about the fact that this guy won't instill more gun control against you. Back right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, Armed American Radio Daily Defense listener and MonsterCast listener, if you want to win one of the most popular and advanced 1911s on the market, you got to pay attention. Time. You never get enough of it, do we? As you know, I've teamed up with our good friends over at the USCCA, our great sponsor, to give you 7 chances to win $1,123, the exact amount you need to buy this gun. It's a 1911. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'll give you some hints that I have on paper here. To start out, it's lightweight, it's easy to shoot, making it one of the most popular 1911s to carry concealed on the market today. It boasts night sights, G10 grips, and comes in a beautiful flat dark earth finish. But if you want to see it, I'm not going to tell you about it. You go look at a picture. You want to see it? Simple. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, 287-222. Right now, it will reveal the gun, and you will instantly lock in your 7 free chances to win. Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, 287-222. It's that simple. This ends on Friday, March 22nd. So don't let this slip away from you, okay? Also, don't text while you're driving, please. Back to the hateful, progressive gun grabber. These people are really something, aren't they? Literally filled with hatred, so filled with hatred they can't see straight. Do you think somebody who would text that, which, by the way, as far as I'm concerned, is a terroristic threat, more about that in just a second, but do you think someone who would text that level of hatred, if I had a gun, I'd blow away Samson and a large group of NRA? That's a threat of a mass shooting, a mass killing. Presumably what this lunatic wants more gun control to prevent. Although, you see, she's too stupid,
too blinded by ideology to think clearly. Number one, that her anger would get to her, political anger would get her to a point where she would text that. Number one, against a lawmaker, number two, and against a group of fellow citizens who disagree with her. So blinded by hatred, so blinded by hatred, that this woman cannot think straight. What other areas of her life do you believe are affected by this? All of it. Her entire life. Everything. Her ability to do anything is clouded and jaded because of this deep hatred. I don't need a psychology PhD to figure that out. It's pretty simple that when you're filled with that level of rage and that level of hatred, you're pretty scary. I wouldn't want you taking care of my kids. I wouldn't trust you. I'd want to know a little bit more about you. Well, actually, I don't. I think I know enough. I think if I had a gun, I'd blow away Samson and a large group of NRA tells me everything I need to know about you. Wonder how Sally would have responded to that text. Probably like-minded. Hence why she sent the text to Sally. She's not going to send the text to somebody or a text like that to somebody who's going to respond with, what the hell are you talking about? Wow, you're a sick wacko. Go get help. I'm turning you in. I'm going to tell your husband. You're a lunatic. I don't want you near my family and my kids. Stay the hell away from me. Uh-uh. Nope. The individual she's texting to is like-minded. Want to lay odds? Don't take me up on that one. Guarantee it is. And you know that from your own life. You hang out with like-minded individuals. You hang out with people who think like you do, for the most part. I mean, who wants to go somewhere with someone who you don't agree with on anything? You don't. You tolerate that person. You're nice to that person. They may be family members too, right? You know exactly what I'm talking about. So wouldn't you like to know who Sally is? Yeah. I don't know this woman's name. If I had it, I'd give it to you, but I don't know it. So she was expelled. Is that it? I don't know. I'd like to know more. I'd like to see her under investigation. That's a direct threat to a lawmaker, isn't it? Maybe the if I had a gun. Maybe that means I don't have my gun on me right now. If I did, this is what I would do. So when the anti-gun establishment likes to make comments about everybody's law-abiding right up until the time they commit a crime, tell them to go look in the mirror at their own face. These people, I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this too, but I want to make this point again. This woman's not concerned about crime. She couldn't care less about crime or crime control. She's concerned about gun control and taking away your right to keep and bear arms. Wouldn't you love to know what else this woman has said and done in her past relative to your right to keep and bear arms? She hates it. She hates it, and she hates you because you cherish your right to bear arms. Connecticut, too, of all places, the Constitution state, right? Is this woman dangerous? This woman is incredibly dangerous, as are most lefty lunatics who say things like, if I had a gun, I'd blow you away. Very dangerous person. Because I take her at her word. This person can snap. This isn't a person you want to be around. What about Angry Mark? Angry Mark's fun. Angry Mark's fun to be around. Angry Mark comes out in a humorous kind of way. And Angry Mark is right. Every time he comes out, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He's right. Keep this in mind. We are defending against these morons. I am telling you these things in defense of what she wants to take away from you. Not what I want to take away. I'm not trying to add anything to the Constitution. I'm not trying to create a new right like the left does out of thin air and put it in the Constitution and try to create the right. I'm not trying to do that. I'm simply telling you these things in defense of the things this person apparently wants to blow me away, because I take that as a personal threat. If she wants to blow away someone who thinks like me, apparently she wants to blow me away too. I take her at her word. But I simply defend against, you defend against this level of insanity and hatred. Deep, dark, obviously very dark hatred from the political left. Let's tie that together with the opening remarks that I said about Bernie Sanders. I touched on it briefly, didn't go into it yesterday when I wanted to because I got sidetracked, but that's okay. The out-lefting each other is what they're trying to do. What ideology does this person subscribe to? The farther left you go, it is my theory, the more dangerous you become. There are Democrats out there who love their guns. There are liberal gun owner groups. Good for them. Don't tell me you're an activist because you're a gun owner. You're not. You are simply a Democrat that loves and enjoys guns and wants to protect your family like everybody else, and I applaud you for all of those. But don't tell me you're an activist, because you're not. There is something that is keeping you in the Democrat Party that is more important to you than your guns. That's why you put up with these type of people in your party. So the left, the farther they go left, the more dangerous they become. Because on the fringe of that ideology is someone who wants to control you as a socialist, who wants 100% complete government control. They want control of you. Gun control. This is not gun safety. Another lie from the left. This is control. This is the control aspect of that phrase. And the farther left they go, we get texts that say to Sally, and these are two women, by the way, if I had a gun, I'd blow away Samson and a large group of NRA. How do you think she feels about abortion right up to the minute of birth? I can already probably answer that question for you. It has nothing to do with this program. I'm not going to go there, but you understand the mindset. These people hate your guts, and I want you to understand that this has nothing to do with crime and criminal control. They'd be marching down the streets of Chicago if it did. They'd be seeking our help to teach and train people. They don't. They don't want our help. They want us gone. This woman, in fact, wants more than you gone. This woman wants you murdered. And she just told Sally she'd like to be the one to do it. But there's more right after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.com. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Let's continue on with the hate-filled, rage-filled lunatic leftist who wants to kill the Republican from the 16th District, Sampson, in Connecticut, and you. Because when they say large group of NRA, they're referring to you. Anybody else, the NRA, that's the demon. 6 million people. Likelihood that you might be, as a gun owner, an NRA member. I don't know. I'm a member. I'm not on the NRA's payroll. I disagree with a lot of crap the NRA does from time to time. And I make that very clear, just as I did about the bump stock ban, the whole statement about that. We are here today because of the National Rifle Association, in my estimation, with that boneheaded statement. And I'll tell that to Chris Cox and Wayne LaPierre and anybody else that wants to hear it. In fact, I've told it to a board member who's been on my program before. Made him uncomfortable during that interview at SHOT Show, by the way, when I brought that up. The point that I'm making is I'm still an NRA member, and whenever one of these little leftist goons makes a statement that they want to blow away a large portion of, they're talking about me, and they're talking about you, and she's talking about over 6 million freedom-loving Americans who show up by tens of thousands, 80 to 90,000 to be exact, every year at NRA conventions from all walks of life, active duty law enforcement, active duty military, retired law enforcement, veterans, combat veterans, moms, dads, white, black, pick a nationality, pick a religion. They're all there. But this woman apparently hates us all. So when she says NRA, remember, she's talking about you. But let's go deeper. So what do we have out of this so far? We have the rage-filled, hate-filled left that wants to harm us by destroying our lives online. We have the rage-filled, hate-filled left that apparently wants to see us murdered and is offering to do it if she had a gun. But then we go deeper. What is an anti-gun freak like this doing talking about having a gun? What does that say about her? And by default or proxy, others that think like her. We know this to be true because we see it all the time. This is not the first time we've seen threats like this. It's not the first time a leftist gun control activist was caught at school with a gun. That happened up in New York several years ago. It happens all the time. What does this tell us about her? Okay for me, not for thee. I wish I had a gun. I'd blow away some of these pro-gun people. Okay for me, okay for me, not for thee. That's the mentality here. That's the mindset of these hate-filled, rage-filled bigots. And that's what she is. She's a bigot. She's concerned about her own self, her own self-worth, her own rules, her own rights to free speech, everything she wants for herself. The Constitution applies to her, but not to you. Not when it comes to your right to speak, not when it comes to your right to carry a firearm, but it does to her, because if she had a gun, she'd use it to blow you away and the politician. You have to get deeper into the mindset here and understand these things we're talking about relative to who would say that? What kind of leftist gun? She was there from a gun control standpoint. If I had a gun, how about she had said, if I had a knife, I'd carve them up. But she didn't. She referred to a gun. Does that mean she doesn't have one on her? We talked about that earlier. I won't go back into that, but you get the idea here. Okay for me, not for thee. More proof positive that these people are out to control you and own you. They hate you with a deep, visceral passion. And you need to be careful of them. They are dangerous. These people are dangerous. Yes, the woman who made the comment about blowing away people, specific comment about having a gun blowing, she didn't say, oh man, I'd like to kill that guy. He's an idiot. You better watch it or I'll kill you. That's a figure of speech for the most part. We know what that means in the context something like that is said. Kids tell, you know, little brothers tell their sisters, knock it off or I'm going to kill you. Nobody thinks he's going to strangle her to death. Now, is there little Jeffrey Dahmers out there? Yeah, there are. But they're the exception, not the rule. We know in the scheme of things, in larger scope, we understand the context in which things are said. Not here. If I had a gun, I'd blow away Samson and a large group of NRA before she was caught. I would love to know that. Wouldn't it be nice? Excuse me, I just saw that text. By the way, I've already tweeted that out. Have a great day. What's your name? These people are dangerous. They are a threat to you. And they are out there. They hate you. They hate you. So if we find out who that is, I'll let you know. In the meantime, some of the comments to this are just crazy. I think they're fun to read. Some of them I can't read, obviously. I think I'll continue to cling to my gun and my Bible for now. Thank you. This obtuse moron doesn't even understand the irony of the text. An anti-gun activist talking about murdering other people with a gun. Now, that's a pure and simple case of dimwit. Don't forget the bitterness. She just proved the pro-gun lawmaker's point. We need protection from the insane, unstable, and violent left. You know, the violent left that attacked with a rifle the Republicans at the ball field in Virginia, that tried to murder 30 House members. That if that were the other way around, we would still be talking about that. The Democrats would still be talking about it. They would have shamed America, tried to anyway, into more good. But this one they wanted quiet. Why? Because it was one of their own. Oh, no, that doesn't look good, does it? And their friends in the media do their bidding for them. Double standards, one person writes. The leftists cannot survive unless they have them, meaning guns. You get the idea. This is what we're up against. These people hate you. They do not fight fair. They are not in this for what they say it is. Their entire fight for gun control is a flat-out lie. They are trying to manipulate you. They are using the media to do it. They're not concerned with crime. And they are filled with anger, rage, and hate towards you. So know those things. Know what these people are about. This is real hatred. This is real stuff. Boy, this woman's just going to all of a sudden pick up and become a soccer mom in an hour after this hearing? No, not at all. No. Maybe. What does that make her? Is she a psychopath? Psychopathic tendencies? I don't know. I just know that she threatened to murder us, and she threatened to murder a senator, sitting state senator. So the interesting question is, why is she not being investigated for that? Or is she? I don't know. I would assume that if she was, I would know about it by now, but I may be wrong. Regardless, now you know about it. Unbelievable stuff, isn't it? For the last few days, moving on to another topic, I've been telling you about how remarkable it is. We've discussed it with some great guests, getting individuals' ideas of this, but we've been discussing what's going on in New Mexico, for example, the 29 of 33 sheriffs, probably higher than that now, who are rejecting the state's gun control push, Washington State, Colorado, and a number of others in other states around the country, of course, doing the same thing. Illinois State Representative Tara Howard, a female, is now wanting to write, has written legislation to stop that type of activity in her state. Here's how it reads. Her bill is HB 3553, and here's how part of it reads. This bill amends the county's code and the Illinois Municipal Code, provides that a county or municipality may not pass an ordinance or resolution restricting enforcement of any state law or regulation concerning the ownership or use of firearms unless permitted to do so under the express provisions of the law or regulation. What did you just hear? What you heard was forced, get this, forced coercion, forced socialism. These people will dox you, they will threaten to kill you, and they will force you to abide by their rules or else. You think about that for your homework tonight. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.